Should we relax the rules around building in the countryside? A Sinn Féin delegation has met with the Planning Minister, Mark H. Durkin, in an effort to secure greater rights for people to build and live in rural areas. Sinn Féin's Barry McAlduff is part of this. Good morning to you, Barry.
Good morning, Stephen.
I think it's been about 17 years since you've been on this programme. So good morning,
It's a very emotional reunion for me and yourself, Stephen, isn't it?
And Ross Brown from the Green Party. Good morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So what's going on here? Relaxing the rules around the countryside, Barry?
I suppose I'm a representative for West Tyrone, as you know, and I reflect what my people want, you know, with sensitivity to the countryside as well. You know, at the end of the day, Stephen, this is about people. You know, the countryside is the home to a considerable rural population. You know, sometimes people say it's only there for looking at, but we think it's also there for living in.
Yeah, but there has to be restrictions to building or else you lose it.
Well, we don't want a free-for-all approach. We don't want a laissez-faire approach.
What do you want?
We just want a better balance between environmental protection and sustaining rural communities.
What does that mean? What better mean? Balance?
Well, I'll give you an example. I have particular applicants or people in mind. For example, in mid-Tyrone, I'm aware of a young man who is a carer for three of his family members, both his parents and a sibling. And he has the possibility of building a house in the countryside close to his own family home in a very integrated site. But at this point in time, planning service wouldn't allow that. Now, in that townland in mid-Tyrone, all of the neighbours are saying, we recognise the particular circumstances of this young man. Also, recently, I had a group of young people up in Stormont from the Fintna, Trillick, Eskra area in West Tyrone, school teenagers, you know. And I did ask them this question, Stephen. I said, how many of yous live outside village and town limits? And about 80% of the hands shot up. And they typically wouldn't have the opportunity at this time to build or live in the townland where they are from.
Well, Ross Brown?
Stephen, just to give you a bit of background to this whole issue, back in a few years ago, the planning policy statements were changed. It moved from what was called Planning Policy 14 to Planning Policy Statement 21. And that actually significantly already relaxed building in the countryside to the extent to which in the first quarter of last year, we had an approval rate for new single dwellings of 90%. So I'm not too sure about how much more relaxed you can actually get, because that change in planning actually has already created a significant free-for-all in the countryside. And I think the whole debate over this, I mean, the issue with it is
but people need to be able to build in their own communities, in their own local areas, without having to go elsewhere.
No,
We need new homes, Ross, don't we?
No, I accept that fact, but what we're arguing for is sustainable development. And what we mean by that is that you can't isolate the debate over building in the countryside abstracted from the cost, but you can't isolate it from the cost to society, the social costs that are created by isolated developments. And the problem with it is that when you actually have significant amounts of isolated developments, you do have additional social costs. So that means everything from providing all the various services for people. It means things like providing public transport. It means things like providing connection to the gas network, which we're currently spending a significant amount. It means providing schools, public hospitals, rural post offices. And the problem with it is that when you actually have an isolated development in the countryside, this costs significantly more, and it means that we can't maintain the current provision of services in the countryside. And we're seeing many of these things closing down, and these costs are all going to be amplified by an ageing society, which is going to make it more difficult for you know, people who are isolated to access services for support.
Okay, go on, Barry.
Okay, well, I think you know, Ross is making some valid points. For example, he is right when he said that the current planning laws is they're an improvement on a previous thing called PPS 14, but that was a blanket ban on the countryside. And he's right, too, to say that 90% applications are getting an approval. But here's the point, Stephen. Nobody's applying. Nobody's applying because they go to planning advisors and they go to councillors and public representatives and they say, is there any point in me making an application for a single dwelling in the country? And we act as a filter and we say, no, at this time, there is no policy context for you to secure planning permission.
So give me an example of one regulation. Name me one regulation, Barry, that you want changed and tell me why.
Well, suppose the single planning policy statement is coming forward. Mark H. Durkin's taken that forward. What I want is, in the section of that document called development in the countryside, I would like a recognition that there can be such a thing as a single dwelling in the countryside if it is appropriately sited and appropriately integrated. Again, I don't want a bungalow blight in the countryside. I want the principle of integration. And, Stephen, I know it might sound a bit technical, but I have attended hundreds of site meetings in my day in rural areas where there is a backdrop of vegetation or trees and there's a rising landform. And the visual impact, as you would drive or walk past, of that dwelling would be very, very marginal.
So you don't want to protect trees now?
No, I want to protect the countryside, but at the same time, I want to breathe life into the
countryside. Okay, Mervyn's in Hollywood.
Because it's all about people.
Go on, Mervyn.
It's all about people, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, can I talk to Barry?
Yes.
Barry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mervyn.
Friends of the Earth, within the last month, have found out that 46,000 houses have been built within the countryside in Northern Ireland. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that's 46,000 too many. I love the countryside and I would do anything to protect it. But let me tell you this, Barry, this new scheme that's coming in, where the councillors could be your next door neighbours going to say to you, no, you can't have that extension, that's not the ordering. That's not going to happen, Barry, and you know that.
Well, the definition of the countryside is a wonderful thing.
It is indeed.
And I'll tell you why. If you lived in Belfast or Derry or Dublin, you might think that everywhere outside the cities is the countryside.
No,
the definition of the countryside in the rural planning laws is the rural remainder outside village limits, outside town limits, outside hamlet limits.
Many new homes in the countryside do you envisage building? Extra? And hundreds? Thousands? What?
Well, in Tyrone and Fermanagh, I believe there's definitely scope for hundreds more. Definitely scope for hundreds more.
Hundreds because, more in the countryside?
Yes, well, because at this time, Stephen, if you were from a townland like Initiative between Carrickmore and Galbally, just say you were from there, and that's where you were reared, and you wanted to build a little bungalow on family-owned land, and you don't have a direct connection to farming, it's not possible at this time. So all I'm doing is seeking the opening up of possibilities for rural dwellers. And I would like to introduce something, Stephen, called perhaps a social test or a contribution test. I mean, people that are involved in working in a rural area, perhaps teaching in a local school, working in a local engineering factory in a country area, or perhaps people who are members of community groups. You know, let's have a social test. So I don't want speculative.
Okay, Matt in Belfast wants to speak to Ross Brown. Go ahead, Matt.
Good morning. I just heard the point made earlier on that people living in the country, and if there were to be more builds and more influx of people, that wouldn't necessitate further social structures that you mentioned, bus routes, hospitals. The area I'm from, outside of Strabane, the closest hospital to us is Albigalvin. As far as I understand, there's no current plans or future plans to create any more facilities like that. So,
the point that I'm trying to make is that settlement dispersal is actually a key driver for rural economic decline, because it actually causes isolation. It actually leads to higher costs for rural families and the underprovision of infrastructure and employment opportunities. What I'm arguing for is settlement that isn't dispersed in the countryside.
All right.
I strongly believe that, you know, we do need to have a balance.
Okay. Listen, we're going to have to leave it there.